Hey, boss, that SafeTouch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old SafeTouch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the SafeTouch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without SafeTouch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with SafeTouch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a SafeTouch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF20001945.
Hi, what's up? It's Megan. Welcome back to Babecast. Thanks for listening. Today's a huge day because Taylor Swift announced she's dropping a new album. Does anyone else feel like that's like so over-exaggerated? She posts all these like creepy snake videos the past 3 days in a row. She doesn't follow anyone. She doesn't have a profile picture. And then all of a sudden it's like, new album comes out November 10th. First single drops at midnight. So dramatic. I guess that's what you have to do if you're a pop star, right? Regardless, I'm excited to see who she roasts in the song. It's going to be like Kim and Kanye or maybe her ex Calvin Harris or possibly even Katy Perry. There's so many options. Also, the cover is like super punk rock. So I don't know if that means she's going to sound completely different or what's going to happen there, but definitely not going to stay up till midnight to listen to it. So I'm sure I'll hear it 4,000 times on the radio. Super excited for today's guest. She's basically an angel. She's a better person than I'll ever be. She volunteers, she gardens, she started a nonprofit, she has a full-time job as a graphic designer, and also she's a candidate for Atlantic Beach City Commission, seat 5. And if you're thinking to yourself, what even does that mean? So did I when I first heard it, but she explains it very well. So please welcome to Babecast, Brittany Norris. You're here. We've been a little back and forth for a while, and this is, I know, it was like my bad last week, and now you're here, and I'm really
stoked. I feel like we're both very busy people, so.
Yeah, all over the place. You more than me, for sure. But we're going to talk all about you and talk about how you're running for
Seat 5. Atlantic Beach City Commission.
Which is so cool, and I can't wait to learn more about that. But first, I want to know more about you.
Yeah.
Where are you? Are you from Jacksonville?
So, no, actually... Long story short, I was born in New York. Both my parents were in the military. So we moved, oh my God, like north, south, east, west, everywhere from California to Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, father, so you just lived everywhere, basically.
Basically, yeah, yeah. But always by an ocean. So if I'm ever landlocked, that's it's a real weird feeling.
Oh, yeah.
My dad retired. Oh my God, it's been a long time. But he retired to Pensacola. I was looking for places for college. And the most affordable option was UNF, and I had, until then, had never heard of Jacksonville. I think a friend recommended. They were like, oh, yeah, she was going to UNF, and I was like, UN what? She's like, it's in Jacksonville. I'm like, what is
Where's Jacksonville? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and here I am living in Florida for so long and never even thought about it. But
I know, because I never thought about it, because I'm from South Florida. I never thought about Jacksonville either.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you know... It's the only school I got into, so I'm going to go ahead and go there.
Well, I looked at a bunch of art schools, but they were all like, oh my God, like 20 grand, like 20, 40 grand a semester. Just crazy prices.
Specialty schools, too, are definitely way more expensive than.
Yeah.
So you were like, let's do it, UNF.
Yeah, UNF. I was able to get in, got Bright Futures, had a good friend going. Sorry, had like a roommate lined up.
Oh, perfect.
And yeah, that's what brought me to Jacksonville.
Okay, cool. And you've been here for how long?
Well, I guess that was since 05, so over 10 years at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, we've been here for around the same amount of time.
Yeah.
I think I moved here in 06.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So, like, right around the same timeline.
That's crazy. Okay. Yeah. And you just kind of, like, fell in love with it and you wanted to stay here, or?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it was a slow love story.
Yeah. This place sucks.
Right? No. I was counting on the days in college. I had friends. Oh, to graduation, I had friends moving to like San Francisco and New York.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little.
Yeah,
I get that.
And I was thinking about it, and then I was able to find a job out of college. So I thought, well, I'll stay here for a little while, save up some money, and then began watching the stories of my friends who did move and would hear things like, yeah, I'm in Brooklyn, but I can't go out to eat. And
it's so expensive.
Yeah. And I quickly realized that Jacksonville is one, a very affordable city. I could ideally work, save up money, be able to travel, and then still go out to eat.
Isn't it amazing that you can like work and save money, pay your rent or mortgage or whatever, and then still be able to do things.
Yeah. And really then we're great. Like right next to the beach, and we have the Intercoastal, and the natural offerings of Jacksonville are pretty awesome. So,
and it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yes.
Which is something we always talk about on this podcast, because just like I'm learning so many things about like each like woman that comes in here. I'm like, I didn't even know that existed, or yeah. a certain place or.
Yeah.
So you decide to stay. You're like, I love it here. And then now you live in...
Now I'm in Atlantic Beach.
Okay.
It was actually a beach day in college. I was driving out with some friends, and I don't know why someone suggested the... it was one of the beach access points in Atlantic Beach. But we were driving through, and just the big oak trees, the canopy is beautiful.
So do you live, like, back in AB, or...?
So, actually, no. I live closer to the marshes. So do you know where Dutton Island is at all?
No.
Okay, so actually, it's great. You should go, especially if you love to kayak or paddleboard or anything like that. It's a great launch point right into the Intercoastal.
Okay.
So I live...
I need to be more active. I'm like, yeah. I usually just go to the beach and lay, but okay.
Well, if you want to get a little exploration in there.
Okay, great.
It's actually awesome. There's Dutton Island, and there's tide views, and there's a little bit of a kayak trail between some of the actually through the marsh. So
really?
You can launch from one point, make it to tide views, which is a great place to view the sunset, and then come back. And
how do you get there? Is it like
so all you have to do is go down Atlanta Boulevard, and you'll take the flyover toward Mayport.
Okay, so is it kind of Mayport area or not?
So it's
really
just before Mayport, and that's actually a problem that we have in that area, is because folks will actually, I remember when I first moved into Main Street to this little rental, and I told a friend that I was finally in Atlantic Beach and off Mayport Road. And he looked at me and he said, "That's not Atlantic Beach. That's Mayport." And I about wanted to punch him.
I know.
He's like, "Have you looked at the city limits? It's definitely Atlantic Beach. Don't take this from me."
We're so snobby, right?
I know, like, right? I was like, what do you have to gain from making me feel like that? That's weird. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you bought a house out there?
I did.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
It actually worked out really well. So housing prices out there are going crazy.
Housing pricing everywhere is going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jacksonville's the place to be.
I've been trying to buy a house for 2 years now, and I just can't.
Yeah. Well, I was so worried looking, because I really wanted to stay in Atlantic Beach because I love the area. And the beach, I mean, it's crazy. Stuff goes on the market one day and it's gone the next. But
It is. It's crazy. And you probably got in at a good time, too, because right now it's like nuts.
Yeah. Well, I was also able to find a for sale by owner at a home, and the owners were just amazing, and we connected, and they worked with me, and it was amazing. I didn't think I was going to be able to stay in AB, but thank God, I'm still here.
You made it work. So I follow you on Instagram. I see that you like to travel a lot.
Yes.
Where have you been?
I've been to the Philippines. I've been to
did you just
Ecuador.
Go to Greece recently?
I went to Greece.
So
with
jealous.
A friend.
I want to go to Greece so badly.
Was it
amazing?
Yeah. Athens was lovely.
It looks fake in photos.
It does. It does. But what you don't realize is like the Acropolis and all the historic spots are right surrounded in a huge city, which is actually super modern. And so there's these little pockets of like intense historical experience.
Right.
And then you take a few steps left and suddenly you're like in a busy street and someone's trying to sell you souvenirs. And so it's a weird...
It's kind of weird.
It's weird.
Big culture shock. Like you kind of felt like...
Yeah. I always feel like with monuments that it's like this place, this whole place that's just been secured for historical purposes. But then I'm like, oh no, that's a city. Like, so I've been to India and I've been to the Taj Mahal too. And it's weird because there's this whole little park sectioned off for the Taj Mahal. But around that, it's everything from slums to busy suburbs and stuff. And so you're driving through the craziness of India, and then suddenly it's just quiet and there's trees and there's a Taj Mahal.
Interesting.
So that stuff is always weird because I'm like, I didn't picture the rest of this.
Do you have like one place that you're like all-time favorite, or is it kind of hard
to
choose?
Such a hipster, but it was Iceland.
Yeah, when did you go? Aren't you supposed to go there like in the summertime or something?
So, I mean, it depends what you want. So I think we went, I think it was like end of summer. And that's when most of the country is accessible. Like there's whole roads to the middle of the country that during the winter, they're just snowed over, iced over. You can't go into the middle of the country. During the summer, that's all open. It's a crazy unpaved road, but you can definitely get there.
Great.
it was a weird experience. I definitely thought the car was going to fall apart at one point.
I was a little worried about my life, but it was awesome.
I have video and I'm just like, hold on to something. But Iceland was great, mainly because it's still pretty sparsely populated. The natural resources, I mean, it's incredible. We did everything from whale watching in this town to the north of the country to chasing like puffins, and was it Vik that we were in, which is this town in the south. But the people are super sarcastic, but really friendly, and just honest. Like at one point we stayed at a bed and breakfast and we got in real late because we completely miscalculated how long the drive would be for the day. And the guy literally just like left a note on the door and was like, hey, Brittany and friends, like the door's open. Your room's all the way to the back to the left. Like, pay me when you can. And I was like, oh.
They're like really chill here.
Yeah. Like, awesome. Oh, this is legit.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So it was awesome. The waterfalls are amazing. Like it's otherworldly. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So where are you working right now?
I'm working at Adjective & Company. It's a marketing branding agency at the beach.
So how long have you worked there for?
I always get the timeline wrong. It's like 3 years at this point, I think. I was okay. The fourth or fifth hire.
So that wasn't the first thing that you did right when you came out of college?
No, yeah. The first thing I did out of college, I actually worked for a company that made Bob Marley t-shirts.
What?
Yes.
Amazing.
Oh, it was great.
So you did marketing for them?
No, so I actually designed the t-shirts.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, so you went to school for graphic design.
I did,
I'm going all out of order right now.
I
apologize,
good.
Whoever's listening. But so you went to UNF, you went for graphic design, and then you went straight into Bob Marley biz.
Yeah, it was like,
perfect.
It was a job, it was open, and they would pay me.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I totally get that.
I think I was there for, it wasn't very long. It probably wasn't longer than the summer. And then I was able to find a gig at an agency, another Jacksonville Beach agency, and so worked there for 2 or 3 years, and that was a cool experience because it was a real small house, so it was which sort of like Adjective & Company is.
Okay.
It was all hands on deck, so I came in I think to help with graphic design and then wound up doing like all the web stuff because I knew some coding.
And I went to school for that, so you know how to do all that already.
Well, actually, not so much for web. It was more for print.
Oh, really? You just taught yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we had two classes in the program at that time that dealt with coding and web development. So a lot of the stuff I know is self-taught. But yeah, I told them I could write HTML. And then they were wondering, like, well, a client needs a website, so here you go. And I was okay.
Like, all right. I guess I'm on.
Yeah, I guess we're doing this. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
From that job, you went to Adjective & Co.
No. So from that job, I sort of got burnt out on agency life, the timesheets, some of the rigmarole that happens. And so I quit and then just freelance for probably another 2 or 3 years. And through that, I worked in agencies all across Jacksonville, had my
awesome.
Own clients.
But like graphic design is your thing. That's your passion and you love doing
graphic
it.
Graphic design and web development.
That's amazing. I mean, there's websites that always need to be done. So
it's
a perfect line of work to go in.
Yeah. I mean, the world has changed. When you want information now, you go to Google and you look up a website.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
What is your favorite thing to do when you're not working? Because I know you're very busy and you're always working. But what's your favorite, like...
That's a good question.
Maybe favorite place to go or hang out? Like, do you
probably
hang out in Jack's
Bold
Beach?
Bean.
Or
Bold Bean? Bold Bean.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, my ideal weekends hangout would... Well, yeah, it would be Bold Bean. It'd be like a new book. And I go get a cappuccino.
Oh, you're so cute and so smart. I'm like so the opposite of that.
I think I'm more of an introvert than I want to admit.
You don't seem like it.
Okay. Practice.
So, do you? I was looking at your website a little bit. You do a lot of volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, when did that start? And like, is that something that you've just always wanted to do? And what did you volunteer for? You're like, it's a long story.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what is the story? Because I guess, I mean, my parents raised us to be pretty, not self-aware. I mean, I think I am a self-aware person, but always out to improve ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think through that and through always wanting to learn and stuff, you start picking up other people's stories. And I started realizing there's a lot wrong with the world.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that...
Definitely.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. I could talk about that for another hour.
There's a lot of things that need to be done that people aren't going to pay for. I mean, that does not sound very romantic. I guess I'm pretty logical,
no.
So I look at stuff, I'm like, oh, that's a problem. We need to fix it.
And then you're willing to, like, contribute your own time to help. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Need more people like you in the world.
I think we do.
I know.
I think probably my biggest first volunteering venture... aside from stuff in college, was when I got out of college and worked actually with a Young Life group here in Jacksonville.
Okay, what's that?
So they're an awesome Christian ministry, and their goal is basically to come alongside and support high school students.
Awesome.
I don't know how your high school experience was, but I was a very awkward human being during high school.
Oh,
still
yeah.
am somewhat.
Definitely.
I remember having several mentors who just loved me for who I was and met me where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think high school would have been the same without them.
So you took that with you and you were like, I want to do that for somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some really cool kids at Fletcher who are unique and wonderful, and they don't fit into the standard Disney-friendly high school student image that I think a lot of us are sold.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And then too, I mean, stuff gets crazy. Parents divorce. Households aren't the peaceful places we want them to be. So
then what did you do for those
So we
kids?
Were like, we had a weekly club where they would come and we'd do everything from play games to, and then there would be like sort of a message at the end. And then we would do small groups throughout the week. We'd just sort of touch base with, I worked a lot. I had a group of girls who it was probably from like ninth grade to when they graduated. But we would meet weekly and we'd do everything from just maybe make dinner together to hang out and talk.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really
cool. They have
cool.
someone to like look up to and maybe even vent to if they have problems.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what it was?
Yeah. I would help kids get to school, take kids to breakfast. We would even go like to football games and just cheer on some of our students who were playing or cheerleading or in the band or whatever they were doing.
Oh, that's so cool.
So yeah, it was a really cool experience. I got to meet some really cool actually people through that.
So then did you do something after that? Are you still doing that?
So I stepped back from volunteering with Young Life probably, I don't even know how long it was at this point, because I started freelancing, or it all blurs together at this point.
Yeah, I understand, trust me.
But during that time, there's a little bit of overlap. I started or co-founded a nonprofit called Dig Local Network.
Okay, what's
and
that?
And that was, so I was tricked into doing a community garden. I saw a sign at the Starbucks on the beach, and they were like, community garden in Atlantic Beach. And I was living on Main Street and didn't have a lot of space, and I thought, oh my God, I would love to join a community garden. So I go to the...
And you do, like, you. That's something that you love to garden, right?
Yes, yeah. Okay. I think I got it probably... Apparently, I have grandparents on both sides who had, like, epic gardens, which...
Do you feel like... Did you even know that before you started doing
it? I mean, my grandmother did on my mom's side, and my mom sort of dabbled in growing stuff, and it always fascinated me, like, this little bit of effort, and then suddenly, like, you're eating something that you grew.
Grew,
yeah.
Right. Do you feel like it's, like, therapeutic, too, for you? Like,
Yeah, it is.
Kind of, I don't know, like get your mind off of whatever you're thinking about or...
Yeah.
That's what I imagine. Like, that's how my mom is, too. She's, like, super into, like, planting. Like, she is freaking out, like, because she just planted this avocado tree and there's avocados. And she's like, look at these avocados! And I'm like, okay, chill out. And I, like, respect that. I love that. I think it's cool. I just, like, don't... I, like, envy the patience that you guys have to do all that.
Well,
I'm like,
I think I don't know if... Maybe because we live in an increasingly digital world that it's hard. I know for graphic design sometimes it's hard to tie effort to the result.
Right.
So with gardening, that physical labor, like actually sweating into something. And,
right. And like seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember so this past year I finally got like a few rows. I'm trying to do a third of my backyard as a market garden, but I don't have a lot of money. So I had to do everything the hard way.
I imagine.
It takes so much time. But I had 3 rows going this past year. And when I first planted them, I got nervous for the first few weeks. I'm like, I can't do this. Everything's dead. Nothing's going to grow. And then, like, the third or fourth week.
That would definitely be me. I'm like, yeah. I give up. They're
I
dead.
I messed it up. I think it was whatever, the third or fourth week, and suddenly sprouts were coming up, and I freaked out. Like, I didn't think I could be there. It felt like Christmas.
You got so excited.
Yeah. And it wasn't a feeling I expected. It was the weirdest thing to be like, these are bean sprouts. Oh, my God.
Well, because you're, like, proud of yourself. You're like, I did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So it's weirdly rewarding in that you actually get to see, like, literally fruits of your labor. And that's...
Right.
It's really... I don't know, confirming in some way. It's awesome. I like it.
So how did they get you into doing this community garden?
Yeah, so...
So you're like, now I want to do this on my own time.
Right. So those few years back, I showed up, and it wound up actually being there's this empty, like, abandoned lot that was on lien to the city. I don't remember exactly how it worked, but the city owned it and had given it to Habitat, Beaches Habitat, mm-hmm. but it was too small because the current houses they were building required a little bit more square footage and they were duplexes, so they couldn't build a house on it. So they had some AmeriCorps volunteers who saw this as an opportunity to expand their kids' program and to actually get the kids growing stuff in a garden.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So when I heard about it, I was like, oh, this is cool, but we still have to build it. So
yeah,
there is a group
of volunteers.
But
that sounds up your alley because you've already been helping with kids.
Yeah.
And now it's like something that you love combined with helping kids. That's
so
awesome.
I stuck around, and I mean, it really worked out because it attracted a group of volunteers who were just like, they were all about it. And that's actually how I sort of got involved in some of the stuff happening at the city, because the volunteers that came along were actually kids of former mayors and commissioners, like people who had spent their lives in Atlantic Beach and already had like this dedication to the city.
So you met like a lot of connections through that.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And they even, I think we went before the city at one point we were looking for money to help with the garden, and we were asking for money from this beautification fund or something that normally goes east toward the beach for like setting up showers at the end of beach access points and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, okay.
So we were asking for that money instead to come west to this little garden. And the whole process weirdly fascinated me because I remember talking to one of my friends, and he was like, okay, so what we have to do, we can't just show up and ask for this. Like, we need to email the commissioners, and we should approach the city manager, and then we'll go together on one of their official, like, public meetings. And
you almost have to have, like, a case built.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and we have to show, like, this is what we're doing, and this is why we're doing. And I was like, oh, okay. So there's, like, process to this, and I never really interacted with the city staff or
right.
leadership before then.
Oh, so that's kind of how you became fascinated with the idea of it.
Yeah, I think that's
you
well,
can
that's
see how they can make a change.
Yes, yeah. I saw that city leadership was accessible and that stuff could actually be done. And I was like, oh, this is good to know.
You're like, well, I could do that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's amazing. So now you are a candidate for Atlantic Beach City Commission seat
yes.
5.
Yeah.
So when I first heard about this, I was like, I have no idea what that is. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I live at the beaches. Like, I'm not really familiar. So
yeah.
for everybody else that may not be familiar, can you explain, like, what
yeah.
would you be doing?
So this will be a real rough explanation. I wish I was a better expert on this. I'm trying to be.
You're fine.
So Jacksonville as a whole, Duval is the county government for the beach cities. The beach cities are each their individual entities. So you have Ponte Vedra. Well, no, sorry. That's a different county altogether. You have Jacks Beach,
right.
Neptune Beach, Atlantic Beach. And then there's a city that's not at the beach. What is it? Oh, my God. I always forget it. There's another city who's also in Duval County as their county government.
Okay.
But so we're each sort of set up in our own unique way. And Atlantic Beach is set up with a city commission, city manager style of government. So you have these commissioners who are elected, 5 total. And they create policy for the city, and they actually hire a few folks like the city manager and stuff. I believe the city clerk as well. But so their goal is to create policy, if there needs to be tax changes, stuff like that.
Okay.
And then you have the city manager, who sort of is like the CEO of a business. He manages the staff at the city, basically touches base with all their directors, any people in leadership. He makes sure that the city is functioning well. And he's the go-between between the city staff and the city commission. So he actually has a pretty decently hard job because he has to be able
yeah.
to organize and manage a bunch of people, but also be somewhat political and be able to like to be in the political sphere and communicate with commissioners and some of the craziness that can happen there.
Okay. And then so what does seat 5 specifically mean? Does that mean?
Yeah. So seat 5 actually represents a district. There are 4 districts in Atlantic Beach, each represented by a seat, seats 2 through 5. Seat 1 is the mayor, and he is like at large. I mean, they're all at large technically, which is actually a little bit odd, but the mayor of course represents everybody.
Okay.
In 2009 they actually put residential requirements on the seats. So if I want to run for seat 5, I actually have to live in seat 5. So not even a full 10 years ago, most of the people getting elected all lived on the east side of Atlantic Beach.
Okay.
And so the west side of Atlantic Beach was sort of without a voice. And so in 2009 when this happened, it sort of didn't guarantee anything, but it led the charge for if you're going to represent this area, then you should be living in this area.
I mean, that makes sense.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And you do just so happen to live in that area, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, why not me?
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. Well, actually, so I had really no intention of getting super political.
Right.
It was following last year's election, I started actually a citizen activist group. It was called Coalition to Participate. It's supposed to be nonpartisan, and the goal was literally just to get people participating.
Okay.
So Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever you considered yourself,
mm-hmm.
we wanted you involved and involved locally. That was our thing. Because everyone gets all up in arms about, well, national stuff and where they stand, but then they can't tell you, like, their city commissioner.
Right.
And that's actually where government will affect you most, in my mind. Because they're the ones determining, like, well, the contracts for who's taking out your trash. And I know in Atlantic Beach, we also have the water utilities and stuff. The parks where you take your kids or you go hang out. Like, all of that is decided by the city commission. So if you want to get involved in a way where you actually see, like, real results,
mm-hmm.
local is the way to do it.
That's so interesting. It's, like, stuff that you don't even think about, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like you said, like, the parks or the water or whatever. Like, I mean, you just... Some people just are like, this is what I have, and you don't
yeah.
like think about it.
Yeah.
But it's cool to me that you saw that and you figured out that it's like something you would like to be involved in because you would like a change, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I think that's why that episode with the asking for the beautification funds was such a big deal, because it made me realize that And I'm like losing my train of
thought. It's like achievable.
Yeah, it's achievable. Yeah. Like there's, you can actually go request a change and see it happen.
Sure.
It was something that I just took for granted that, oh, yeah, there are showers at the end of beach access points.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying is like those things that we use all the time. Yeah. I don't think about it. Like I go to Atlantic Beach a lot because it's the only place I can bring my dog.
See,
can't bring my dog in Jack's Beach.
Yeah.
So I like will use the showers or whatever. And it's just, it's nice to know, you know, the face, I guess, behind who makes all that stuff possible.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Like, how does that work? Because you have another full-time job. Like, will you have time to, like, participate in all that stuff?
Yeah.
Is it, like, a night thing or, like, a weekend thing or what?
That's a good question. Actually, I had some lady on Facebook actually called me out for all my hobbies as if, like, I don't know. It was very odd. She accused me, like, because I like to play the ukulele and read and do stuff that I wouldn't have time to do any of this.
That just makes you a well-rounded person,
That's
I would
what
think.
I, thought.
Not, I wouldn't see that as something against you. It's not like you're like out like taking shots every single night, like getting blackout drunk.
Yeah.
That's Facebook why I can never run.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Well, Facebook just becomes a really weird place during any election. But as far as time.
Well, everybody has something to say on Facebook.
Oh my God.
So it's like you can't take anything to heart.
Yeah.
Do you have like a Facebook specifically for this? Like
yes.
That you're running? Okay.
Yeah,
so that's where they wrote
page.
It?
No, she actually wrote it on someone else's page. And then I had a friend, I guess she saw it and she sent it to me. And I was like, oh, do I respond? I don't think I need to respond. This is actually all positive stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know what she's saying.
She volunteers and she does all these amazing things for children. She should not be allowed to do this. Oh, my God.
I was like, okay, well, just leave that one there. But, I know the time requirements for being a city commissioner, it varies. So I asked people a lot of questions going into this. Like the city clerk, dear God, Donna at Atlanta Beach, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry for all the questions I asked you.
But I'm sure she wants to help somebody. If you don't know, you've never done it before, you need to ask the questions. It's better than not asking and then going into it being like, what the hell did I just get myself into?
Yeah. You know? And she's actually has been like a great resource and super helpful. And I asked her point blank at the beginning. I was like, so tell me, like, what are the time requirements for this? Because from what I see, like on paper, all you need to do is show up for commission meetings and then you answer emails. And she sort of looked at me and she said, yeah, it's sort of what you put into it. And I was like, oh, so that means people could literally be commissioners, could be in leadership, and all they're doing is showing up to the meetings they're supposed to be at and answering emails, and they don't have to do anything more than that. And I think that sort of bugged me, because looking at the position, I was already like, okay, so we go to meetings. Okay, emails, and they have to follow up with residents, you have to call them. And I'll probably actually have to walk again in the winter. I'll walk when it's cooler, but I'm going door-to-door, and I want everyone to know that I'm your commissioner, and I'm representing. Like, I already, looking at this, had a list of things. Like, I was imagining if I meet with the city manager, I'll have this list and I'll keep this. I went all Leslie Knope on the thing.
No, that's awesome. I mean, so she was basically saying, like, you can do as little as you want, but it's like if you want to make a difference, you should be doing more.
Yeah, like, yeah. That there's a lot of room to get involved and to help the city. And by her answer, I'm making gross assumptions here, but it seemed that it's not uncommon for people to get into this position and just
realize it wasn't for them or what?
Just do the bare minimum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes that's like how people work in general in life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't even realize it, but.
Yeah.
But I think for this specific thing, like you want somebody who's going to go above and beyond because you're trying to like do something. It's not just to like, I mean, I imagine it's not just to like add it to your resume. I don't know.
Some people I watched, like I've already had folks ask me, so when are you running for mayor? And there's this weird expectation that you're consistently looking for the next level or next seat ahead. And I just, I don't know. The more I get into this, some of this bums me out because I'm like.
Is that something you're interested in? Or are you just saying, why does it have to be that?
Yeah, why does
as
it
like
have
a
to
stepping
be like
stone?
That?
Like you already have another job going on. It's like.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, it's a little presumptive. Like, I don't even know if I'll win. So let's get past that.
That's a good point. I'm like sitting here thinking you're already going to win.
Thank you.
I'm like, I've been voting for you.
I appreciate your confidence. I have to find out if I even win. If I did win and I got in, I would try, like, I would do my damned best to be the best commissioner ever. But a lot happens in 4 years. Like, what if I get in and I realize maybe I'm not the best person for Atlantic Beach? I'm going to try my hardest, but it might be better for the city if I don't run again. Like,
you never know until you're doing it.
Yeah. So I want to be honest with people and speak like that. And that's hard for folks to hear because they want the, I'm going to win. And I'm going to run for mayor. And you watch out, senators, I'm coming for you next. Like they always want to hear these grand plans. And I'm just too honest. Like, I don't want to build stuff up to be what it's not.
I feel like that's a good thing, though.
Yeah,
people
you
should
would think.
See that in a way that it's like, well, she's going to try her hardest and she's going to be honest the whole way.
Yeah, you would think. But, I mean, I've had folks tell me, well, you can't. Like, well, like getting stuff done at City Hall, it's government. It takes forever. You have to go through so many people and departments and get permission with budgets. Like, it's never a quick turnaround
right.
and stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I tell people, like, these are my ideas. And then here are the steps that I think we could take to get my ideas done. And they don't want to hear that. They just want to hear that it's going to get done.
Right.
I'm like, I want to tell you I'm going to try my damned hardest to get this done.
Right.
But if I outright promise you I will do this, I'm like, that's why we're all bitter about politics, because we have people making these promises.
And lying. Yeah.
Yeah, or outright lying.
Yeah, I feel like it's better to be honest and tell the truth and explain the process instead of being like, it'll be done. But that's the thing, is like, people want that like immediate gratification to where it's like, it's happening. I don't need to hear the steps. They don't care how you do it. They just want you to do it.
Yeah.
With everything else too, you know?
Which I guess too, I would also find more impressive if a politician came and was like, okay, here's the problem. Now I have 3 or 4 solutions. If the first doesn't work, this is our next. Like, to break down the steps. And I realize that's how I receive information, and that's how I would feel like, oh, I can trust you. And I'm finding that more folks, they just want to be told, we're going to take care of you. Like,
yeah. I mean, I feel like we can see from like elections that that's how a lot of people are, you know, without like obviously getting into that. But I feel like what you're saying is very true and honest. And I feel like most people respect that.
I hope so.
I don't want to say all because I can't speak, but I think a lot of people do respect that.
I hope so.
Okay, so when is the actual election?
Actual election is the 29th. So
okay,
we're
it's coming up.
Down to the wire here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, so how do people give everyone the explanation on how they can go actually take action and not
So we're a little bit past due. If you're not registered to vote, then you'll have to register for next time.
Okay.
And if you already have a ballot, then absentee ballot, then definitely mail it in so it gets there in time. It might actually be, what is it, the 23rd? So it's actually too late to request an absentee if you haven't already.
Okay.
But if you are a citizen of Atlantic Beach and you're registered to vote, then on August 29th, between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., show up at a polling station. You can actually find on the Supervisor of Elections website where your polling station is. I know District 1312, where I am, it's actually is Oceanside Church.
Okay.
Off of... oh my God, I forgot the street. Is it Orchid? Yeah. So all the polling stations will be in Atlantic Beach. It'll be Oceanside,
okay, that makes sense,
City
obviously.
Hall, Adele Grange. I believe there's another church too that's a polling station.
Okay, cool.
So
if you live in Atlantic Beach, you have to live in Atlantic Beach to vote.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you need to go vote for Brittany Norris. Thank you so much. That was like so interesting to learn all that.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.